Hey everybody, I am live here, July 2022. I'm going to talk today about the AICPA Cannabis Conference. The first multi-day one was last year, November, in Las Vegas. This year, we're up to a three-day event in Denver, August 8th to 10th. I'm going to put a link to the agenda right here, so you can check it out. So this conference is really amazing. Let me type that in here. Hey, Rachel. So if you're an accountant, unlike Rachel, you're already into the niche, but you're just exploring going into the niche. This is a really cool conference to go to. It does have CPE. It's a lot of fun. It will cover a large broad range of topics. And so depending if you're at a huge public firm, you know, what are the issues, or if you're a regulator or evaluation or forensic accounting, or we'll have several sessions that I'll be leading around more what we have in our Dope CFO program around accounting, bookkeeping, tax, CFO services, all that kind of stuff. I think, so I put that one in here. Now I'm going to put the agenda in here. Well, let's just look at some of the speakers, because there's really, I will toss these in here too. There's some amazing people that are speaking at the event, and I'll toss that in right here. And some of these, even though I'm speaking the first presentation, the last, I think four in total, and I'm moderating three more, I'm going to learn a ton. So for example, Rachel Gillette, she'll be there. She was actually, I interviewed her on our podcast. She and other attorneys here, they deal with IRS and litigation all the time. So we'll get their absolute latest on what's going on the legal fronts. And what about court cases like 471C? So we have a good mix of people. We have lots of CPAs out of big firms. And then we have people like me or Katie who have smaller firms and or teaching. But a very good group. On the Dope CFO side, I think you're going to find myself and Jillian Johnson and who else? Jackie, where are you? She should be here somewhere. Yeah, Kudre, she'll be here as well. So we have many great things to talk about. The keynote is Congressman Ed Perlmutter. Hopefully I said that right. So that'll be fun. I'm moderating a session with Michael Raich, who was the CFO of a huge cannabis company in Colorado for quite some time. Another guy, Ron Sr., is going to be there. He actually just wrote the thing I posted in our group yesterday, the blog that had some really great inside information as well. But if I look through this list, just everyone's amazing as well on this this group of people, speakers. So check that out. Also on the agenda, let's just look at that for a minute and cover some of these topics. And by the way, if you have any questions, just pop them in here as well. So we're going to be starting off on Monday with me, Katie, Max and Landis, and Scott Hammond. We're going to be talking about thinking like a cannabis CPA and kind of broad level issues, where we come from, where we've been, some horror stories, good stories. That should be a fun one. And then we dive into legal, regulatory. There's another one coming up, members in industry, including a Dope CFO on that one, Jacqueline Coudre and Michael Raich. I'll be moderating that one. We have still same day, Monday. We got a cannabis bookkeeping and accounting. Jillian Johnson, she's in our program leading that. We've got risk mitigation and ethics. That's going to be a great one with Ron Sr., Mitzi Keating, and Zachary Gordon. They're all at bigger firms and experts in this topic, and it's a huge issue. And then I'm not going to read all these because you got the link, but there we're going to go into costing, technology. That's another great one. Melissa Diaz is super good in tech. She runs a firm in Arizona, so that one's always fun. We're going to have several fireside chats. The keynote actually is on day two. We're going to cover social equity issues, raising capital, cannabis banking, 280E. The 280E one's going to be more is Jennifer Bendo, who I believe is also attorney. So we're going to get the legal side of that. Then cannabis auditing, financial statements for most of our bigger firms out there. I know we have some that do that as well. Then we dive into bankruptcy, things like that, M&A, forensics, litigation. And then the final day is going to be me and Katie are going to do one, how to build a cannabis niche practice. That's going to be fun. And then right after that, Melissa Diaz, Mike Raish, and Jean Alberg are going to talk about careers in cannabis accounting and non-traditional services. So that's kind of the final day. It's like, okay, how do you want to get in? There's many different paths from public accounting to your own firm to lots of different full-time CFO of a company, et cetera. So we'll be looking at all that stuff. So I think of this as very broad. And so I always tell people, like, well, you know, it's kind of expensive. I was like, yeah, it does cost some money. You got to fly to Denver. We put it in Denver intentionally and not Vegas because it's like 110 degrees in Vegas right now. Denver is awesome in August. So that'll be fun. There's actually a lot of dispensaries and farms there. I think people are going to do some field trips. There's going to be a lot of high level, broad level information. So instead of diving super deep, it's just kind of looking at things, everything from legal to accounting to bookkeeping to 280E to tech or whatever. We'll be looking at a lot of issues on that. So that should be fun as well. Alexi, no, this is a 3-day event. If you have to sign up, so you can virtually attend that event, and you can sign up and pay for it, and then you'll get all the slides, and you'll be able to virtually attend as many sessions as you want. But you won't be able to just go get a recording. This is an AICPA event. So I think most of their events right now are still hybrid, where in person, most people go in person, but they'll still get virtual for people who just can't travel or don't want to because of whatever reasons. So anyway, that's kind of the high level of what we're going to be talking about. I always pick up stuff. I'll be taking notes at many of these sessions, and we will be for our VIP community, I'll be submitting a high level, especially around legal court cases. I think many of you saw Schumer finally got to the Senate a full cannabis bill today. Will it pass? Probably not. But the thing is, we're getting freaking close. So like every year that goes by, if you want to go back to 2012, we're in year 10. And what's happened? We've exploded. We are legal in about 45 states of one way or another across the U.S. Red states, blue states, doesn't matter who's president. It's exploded nationally. Same on the federal side. Any Gallup poll you want to look at, you can pull Republicans. Majority wants cannabis. Democrats, a bigger majority wants cannabis. Independents, a majority want cannabis. So when we all agree on something in America, it usually happens. We're going to get there to the finish line, and whether it takes this bill or we get pieces of this bill on other bills, or it's next year, it's going to happen. Anyone who thinks it doesn't, message me and we can place a side bet, because to me, this is easy money. It is, you know, 8-9 years ago when I got in or whatever, yeah, we could have argued about it. But, you know, this has been building up for really my whole entire life. You know, I can remember back in the 70s knowing people, my mom's friends, you know, back when people, lots of the moms still smoked or the dads did. And we knew several people in the neighborhood, my mom's friends, that got cancer and died. And these were hardcore anti-drug people. But I'd found out, you know, as an 8th, 9th grade, like, oh, they're smoking pot to deal with the pain. That was almost 50 years ago. And over time, we've slowly gotten the more and more science behind the medicine. And so it's fun to see it get to this point where we're just moving forward, you know, even going back 20 years where California had a medical program and whatnot. And then finally, Colorado jumped in a big way. And since then, it's just the last 10 years has been more than the last 40 combined by a long shot. And even the last 2 years, even with COVID, recession, doesn't matter. So anyway, my take is this is all coming probably sooner than we think. CBD hemp fully legalized. They were illegal forever and it happened very quickly. So it can happen quick. And we'll see what happens. So anyway, if any of you are going to be at the event, I will see you there. And come introduce yourself.